Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be real, haven't we all been there? Stuck replaying a past decision in our heads, wishing things had gone differently. We spend so much energy on what we can't change, when the real power lies in how we choose to move forward. That's what we're diving into today, letting go of those pesky regrets and embracing a future full of possibilities. You know that feeling when you get caught in a mental time warp, spiraling over something you said or didn't say? It can be exhausting, but guess what? We have the power to break free from that cycle. Today, we're going to explore some powerful Stoic strategies to help us loosen our grip on those past regrets and finally step into the present moment with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Ready to feel lighter and more empowered? Let's get into it. Firstly, remember this. You are not your past mistakes. Think of it like this. Your life is a journey, not a race. We're all going to stumble, make wrong turns, maybe even face a few dead ends along the way. But those experiences, both good and bad, shape who we are today. They don't define us. Imagine looking back at your life like you're watching an old movie. Wouldn't you laugh at some of the choices you made? You probably wouldn't hold yourself to such a high standard anymore. Secondly, focus on what you can control. Dwelling on things we can't change is like trying to catch smoke with your bare hands, futile and frustrating. Instead, direct your energy towards things that are within your power. Want to be more assertive? Start saying no to commitments that drain you. Want to improve your communication skills? Practice active listening and asking thoughtful questions. It's about taking those small steps forward, day by day. Thirdly, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but truly appreciating the good things in your life can shift your entire perspective. Instead of focusing on what's missing, make a conscious effort to notice the little joys. A warm cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Gratitude is like a magnet that attracts more positive experiences into your life. Next up, learn from your mistakes. Every regret holds a valuable lesson waiting to be discovered. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use it to make better choices in the future? Think of regrets as stepping stones on your path to growth. They might not feel good at the time, but they lead you somewhere new and ultimately wiser. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding onto resentment only hurts you in the long run. Forgiving others, and even yourself, doesn't mean condoning their actions. It simply means releasing the anger and bitterness that weighs you down. Imagine letting go of that heavy backpack full of regrets. Wouldn't you feel lighter already? Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Friday night, and you're supposed to be catching up with friends at a new restaurant everyone's been raving about. But then, a flashback hits you. Last week's disastrous presentation at work where you felt like you bombed completely. You start to feel that familiar knot of anxiety in your stomach. You could easily let those feelings derail your entire evening, but remember what we just talked about. Take a deep breath and remind yourself that this is a new night, a fresh start. Focus on the present moment, the anticipation of good food, laughter with friends, and making some amazing memories. So, here's the takeaway, folks. You are not defined by your past mistakes. It's never too late to rewrite your story. By embracing gratitude, focusing on what you can control, learning from your experiences, and forgiving yourself and others, you can unlock a future filled with possibilities. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of wisdom. And hey, if you found something particularly helpful, leave us a review. It means the world to me. Keep practicing those detachment skills, my friends. And let's create a world where we rise above the limitations of our past and embrace the limitless potential of our future. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Detachment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.